Hi, this is dictation for follow-up visit. Mr. Ray Jaso, R-A-Y-J-A-J-O. Date of birth 4/15/84. Date of accident 6/11/2023. Date of service is 3/21/2024. The patient, Ray Jaso, is a victim of a head-on collision accident on 6/11/2023. He was a restaurant driver. This accident impact caused him headaches along with some dizziness off and on, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision in the beginning, along with pain syndrome which affected his neck, lower back, chest, right shoulder and both knees. Currently the patient reports the similar symptoms. He says his headaches are still 10 and he has a pain in the right shoulder around 3, left shoulder is 3. He can do 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which he starts having pain. He has a pain in the upper back and lower back. He reports shooting pain to the both legs, front and back. The MRIs for the thoracic spine and lower LS spine was completely normal. In the cervical spine, a minor disc bulging was noticed. In the shoulder, right shoulder, there is a suppressed spinous tendon inflammation or tendinosis, while in the left knee, there was a quadriceps tendinosis and prepatellar bursitis. Cervical spine had C5-6 tiny disc herniation. The patient has been treated with conservative treatment. He is currently seeing a neurologist and a psychiatrist. The neurologist has recommended to stop all opiates for him, and the patient is actually reporting more pain than usual, and he demands more stronger medications like Percocet. The pain level is around 10, ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports 50% improvement in his symptoms with the current treatment. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review. Additional history, substance abuse, and compliance. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 158/94, pulse is 90, pulse is 87, and the pulse ox was not taken. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/27/2024, dictation number 0307-051. The plan is to continue physical therapy once a week to the mid back and lower back, neck, and with both shoulders, both knees. Traction massage is added. He remains off housework replacement, transportation, case management. His maps are reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is denied any Percocets as he has been demanding, and he refused to take rest of the medications. Patient was given on January 18 Celebrex Flexeril Protonix Elavil, Lyrica, Furosets, Lidocaine ointment, and the patient reports that he has all the medications. I believe he is not taking them as advised. He has been referred to neurosurgery for further consultation. He has a neurologist and a psychiatrist taking care of him. He has been provided chiropractic treatment. If no other questions, he will be seen in 30 days' time.